And it's time for another K-Man Local Artist series brought to you by Doctors Hospital and Integra Healthcare. This time around, it's exclusively DJ. And it's the first time we've done that. We would like to welcome Decades of Perfume to the studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Otherwise known as Connor.
Well, yes. really known as Connor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for coming back in after filling in for Terry.
Of course.
A couple of weeks prior. And Terry, I don't think we've all three been on the air at the same time before.
No. Really?
Nice.
I guess not. Okay.
He's always filling in for you.
Yeah, you're usually actually sitting in this exact chair right here. Sorry. Yeah,
I know. I've been demoted.
You're taking my seat, Terry. Move over.
Actually, before we go too far, we have to congratulate Decades of Perfume, first of all, for even officially being registered now as DJ.
Thank you very much.
LLC?
Well, basically, he's his own man. He's his own business. He's been working at it for a while, practicing his skills, and now he's official.
Right, because this all started as a hobby for you, right?
It did indeed, It's absolutely been like a labor of love for many years. Mm-hmm. And now I've kind of made the transition to actually do it full time. Kind of moved from a job in finance to doing this, much to my parents' dismay.
Right, which we've always discussed, yeah.
Yeah, and I was definitely up for being disowned at many points. May still be there, don't know.
Well, you said for the love of it, you would have to be. Going from did you catch that, Terry? He went from a good career in finance.
Oh, I remember your good career in finance back in the day.
To being a DJ with no experience.
Yeah. So it's almost as bad as telling your parents you want to be an actor.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a radio host.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
exactly.
We can
or philosopher, anything like that.
Yeah, right.
Now, of course, everyone's probably thinking the same question I am. I know Tim knows the answer to this, but Decades of Perfume, please, is there an explanation or a reason or a story behind the name?
Yes, so there is indeed an explanation and a story. So I'll try and explain it in the most efficient way.
Are they two separate things?
I'll let you decide.
You see, one would explain the other, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one night, it starts with a book called Jitterbug Perfume. But one scene basically explained, an older lady, kind of very glamorous, 60 plus, very glamorous, living in, I think, somewhere like New York or something, a kind of socialite kind of type. And it was describing her apartment. And I, as I'm reading, my imagination's going. And I imagined, the moonlight kind of shining in through her bedroom window onto a sequin dress that was hanging on the wardrobe. And it just came to me in my mind. I thought, wow, I bet that apartment smells like Decades of Perfume. For example, my nan has it. She wears like opium and things like that. They always just smell classy. It never dies. It's a brilliant scent. It's like a fashion phase of a style last. And I thought, that's what I want to do with the music.
Would you describe your DJ style as Decades of Perfume?
So do you know what, actually?
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, I would, because I think, certain things are timeless and some stuff is just good no matter what era it's from. And
also
coming back to, referencing certain senses that we have, mm-hmm. I think that music and smell, or sound and smell, I should say, are the only two senses that I think can really evoke an emotion immediately.
You're right.
I think, can take you back to a place, take you back to a memory. And so that's why, like I say, it's a passionate thing for me, a labor of love. So it all kind of ties in.
Well, and you know what? I see this in the future. Once you become a massive DJ, is you could have your own perfume line attached to it.
I mean,
Beyonce just released a whole new perfume line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it would go hand in hand.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what kind of smell I would.
Yeah. What would you go for?
I don't know. What smell do I look like? Go easy on me.
Terrible.
To have coconut oil in it.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand, that's like your signature product for your hair.
It's for everything,
basically. Yeah.
Can you bottle one haircut a week, too? I know that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's got a scent somewhere. Just like the always dressed to the nines. He's always ready to go.
Call it Dressed to the Nines.
You could.
Featured by,
Dressed to the Nines. I like that.
Dressed to the Nines, but Decade of Perfume.
Yeah.
Decades of Perfume.
It's a lot of words on a bottle, but it still could work.
So what are you doing actively now as far as a DJ? I know you haven't been official for a long time, but where do you host? What kind of music do you play?
Where can we see you?
I mean, well, so in terms of the type of music that I play a lot of house, but obviously there's so many subgenres to that. So for me, it's a style of house that's vocal, should be feel good, mm-hmm. that's what it's about. I think in this world, there's so much stuff going on, and it's always good to have, you know, a solace or a place to go to where you can unwind, relax, and there's no judgment. It just feels good to feel good, right? So I like to have music like that. Right. But with that being said, I also like a bit of a more techie kind of sound. It's a whole variation of stuff, like new jazz, disco, all this kind of stuff. And I try and force it all together, really, to deliver something that has some variance in it, you know, something that can appeal to a lot of people rather than just one particular sound. And because I genuinely enjoy that as well, you know, a lot of Afro sound as well. So there's that. In terms of where I'm at now, I mean, we've actually got a party on Friday for Halloween.
Okay.
Down at GT Outpost.
Oh, nice.
So,
it's a great venue too.
Yeah, it is. So again, there's going to be myself, a few other local DJs. So if you're around, check that out. Tickets are on Event Pro. But generally, I'm kind of frequenting more so now down at the wonderful establishment of Mykonos. Right. So you'll be able to catch me down there.
So you have probably, I would imagine, DJed other parties in the past.
Yeah.
Do you have any wild memories of being a DJ? Because I would imagine a lot of people have encountered some pretty interesting.
Yes. I think
the DJ sees all.
The DJ does see all. Yeah. The DJ sees all. You're right. Actually, I think the most entertainment really comes from watching the crowd, because,
well, of course,
you know,
it's the ultimate people watching.
Yeah, because I'm there from the start, you know, so
and
I
you
can
got
slowly
the best
see,
view too. You got a great vantage point.
Yeah, exactly. I can slowly see, you know, people getting more and more drunk, and their behavior deteriorating.
The evolution, if you will.
Or regression. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you
or
know.
The de-evolution, I suppose, sometimes, right? And now a lot of musicians that we speak to when we do these local music series, the artists always say that there's such a good camaraderie amongst each other, and there's not really a lot of competition. Everybody wants everybody to win, even though it's a small area for music.
Yeah.
Everyone's supportive. Would you say the same is like that in the DJ world here in Cayman?
Yeah, actually.
Do you find everyone supportive?
Actually, I really would say that here in Cayman, it is like a community that we have amongst the DJs, which is not the case everywhere. You know, a lot of places are quite clicky. And I really feel like actually here we're quite fortunate, because, you know, there's a few of us doing the house thing here, but there's not an awful lot of us. So we often lean on each other as like resources, you know, as well. Sometimes if you want to do an event, very rarely one DJ is going to do it. So you start inviting other people, and we all kind of, you know, there's a whole group of us that get together, do parties, and sometimes fill in for each other, things like that. So fortunately, we do actually have a really good relationship between us all, which is refreshing, to be honest. So
I would think that would be the case, because you'd need multiple people, like you said, for one party, and if you're all in the same genre, and then somebody that's not in your genre is doing different things anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of the good thing about it. Like, house is house, but there's so many different sounds within it.
Yeah.
Having different DJs with different sounds is what kind of creates the journey for any given night or event or whatever. So
exactly,
it all kind of works.
Well, if people want to find you or book you or you know, have you fill in for as a guest host on a radio show, where can they contact you?
Yeah, I mean, check out the Instagram, Decades of Perfume, and then in there some contact information, email address and stuff. So
they can just slide into your DMs there too. I suppose. In a business type way.
Sure.
No, I'll take any type of way. Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. Are you working on making any music yourself right now, or what?
Well, actually, yes. You know, I'm kind of setting the foundations, I should say, for doing that.
Okay.
I'm kind of not a perfectionist, because there's no right answer to any creative things.
Sure.
I think anything creative, you know, you can make what you want of it. But I do have in my mind what I want things to sound like.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to take me years to get to.
Well, just
so I'm working
out
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I'm going to have to.
Decades of perfume.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's looking like
now.
That.
Right. Well, man, great having you in. And if you want to contact Connor and book him for an event, at Decades of Perfume is his handle.
Or if you just want to go on a date with him.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Just anything. Just interact with me, please.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a part of this, man,
thanks,
for filling
Connor.
In.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you. Decades of Perfume here on the Cayman Local Artist Series.